This is Coffee Number 5. I'm your host, Lara Schmoisman. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Coffee Number 5. My coffee is ready and warm and excited to have another chat. Today, I was thinking about the different layers that we have in our life and how I don't think I would be here today if I didn't start my life at 14 years old working on a radio station, just giving my time for free. And look at where I am today. But you know what? Being in radio and being as an assistant and then being a radio host and then so many years later, I'm doing a podcast again. Isn't that crazy? But you can see how things really connect in your life. And you never know. So keep doing things. However, today I want to welcome Nikita Charuza. Welcome to Coffee Number 5.
And hi, thank you.
You are the founder at Skigways Beauty. You were also an Ultra Beauty Accelerator. But on top of that, you're a freelancer editor for beauty magazines. So
yeah.
Tell me about your background. How, from being an editor, a writer, you decided to be the founder of your line and then being part of an accelerator, because that takes a lot of commitment.
Yes. Yeah. So like you said, I'm Nikita. I'm the proud South Asian founder of Squigs. So Squigs is a fun and effective brand rooted in Ayurveda. Our mission is something I love to call happy head care. And that's our comprehensive approach for taking care of the skin on your face and your scalp, because both are equally as important, which is why we launched with our 4X award-winning hair oil and our double shot face serum. And so like you mentioned, my background stems from being a journalist. Over the past 10 years, I was a fashion and beauty editor at various publications. And then I decided to take the leap of faith and start my brand Squigs just over a year ago. We've been around for just over a year, which is super exciting. It's just been a wild ride. Yeah, I know. Yeah, so it's just been a really wild ride so far. But I think just going a little bit into my background. So I was at a bunch of different publications, actually all over the world. I did a bunch of internships at publications like Elle in India, Elle in Dubai. And that also just stems from the fact that I moved a lot growing up. So my dad's an entrepreneur. I kind of get this bug from him. So I blame it on him. Whenever I'm stressed out, I just call him and he like literally just calms me down in a second, because he's like, I've been through worse, let me tell you. And just like walks me through it.
And it is that. I remember when I started my agency, I was stressed for every little thing. And at some point, you need like a reality check. Mm-hmm. And that reality check is, I'm doing a product that is not doing harm to anyone. So there are little things that is not brain surgery. So that if we're delayed 1 day, of course, we don't want to be delayed. I'm a really a sucker for deadlines. I love deadlines. Yes. But at the same time, sometimes you need to understand and put things in perspective.
I know. And I think that's honestly like the hardest part, because you're putting those timelines on yourself. And obviously there's like other factors that play into it, if there's like retailers involved and things like that. But like, I think it's a very good piece of advice to just give yourself a second to breathe and realize like you're the one putting the pressure on yourself. So for me, that person is always my father. Just seeing him start something from scratch, from the ground up, I think has just been a really amazing experience growing up, seeing that. And each time we moved from places ranging from Mumbai to Dubai to New York. And kind of how I made friends was my love for fashion and beauty. So, you know, I'd like, whenever I'd make friends, I'd be like, oh, like, come over, let's hang out. Like, we'd have like little fashion shows with little outfits. And then I'd be like, oh, like, whenever people would compliment my hair, or like my mom has hair going all the way down to like her butt, basically, be like, oh my God, like, what do you do? Like, and I'm like, oh, have you heard of Ayurvedic hair oiling? Have you heard of Amla hair oil? Like, let me show you how we make it in our house. So that's kind of like how my love for this started. And then I found myself going down the path of being an editor, because I just love to tell people's stories. And I'm just so fascinated with the world, I think. And that really just stems from me also moving so much and like seeing so many different cultures. And for me, the one constant was every Saturday or Sunday, my family, the one time we'd like really get together and spend time together was creating these Ayurvedic beauty products at home. And it's very common within the South Asian community, right? So that was like our moment, no matter where we were in the world, to just come together as a family and just spend time together and enjoy.
And that's so great. I'm very intrigued because I want to ask you about your background in editing and how that knowledge helped you to place your product in the media. Because
Oh
this is
yeah,
something
100%.
that I deal with my brands. When I talk my brands, are my clients because they become like my brands.
Yeah.
It's crucial to get that not only social proof that we get through social media and other strategies, but also that proof or that authority that publications will give you.
Yeah, 100%. So, like I mentioned, I was a fashion and beauty editor for the past 10 years, and I think truly that experience also just helped me shape my brand overall because, it was my job basically to, test and review thousands of products, both in fashion and beauty. And, during that time, I got to talk to, so many dermatologists, so many doctors, so interview so many countless inspiring celebrities and brand founders. And through that experience and like hearing other people's stories, I was like, wow, this is just so absolutely amazing. And that little thing in the back of your head that comes of like, you go back to that idea. And for me, that was Squeaks. I'm like, why shouldn't I start something? Like, I have the knowledge, I have the capability. What do you have to lose? But it's also terrifying, right? Because
I
I'm.
think for you were able even to kind of reverse engineer what you want because you were, first of all, you have the knowledge of knowing a lot about a lot of your brand, the brands that you work with over time, but also you had the insights of as an editor or as a writer, what, first of all, how to pitch someone or what will get
Yeah.
a product to be picked up, and also what audience want to hear.
Yeah, and I think it's really just like a craft that I think I learned without even realizing it, because you get so ingrained in the day-to-day of just like, oh, I need to write the story, like let me get it up, things like that, where it's just such a fast-paced environment, where you're writing like churning out like 10 pieces of work like a week or a day sometimes, like depending on like if it's an award show, like we're literally sitting there like typing like 15 articles a night.
Yeah.
So it's you through that process, I think I really learned what worked with our readers, what didn't work, the way you talk to them, what really got the clicks, what didn't, things like that. So I think I was able to use that knowledge for Squigs and just how we communicate with our fan base and our customers. And I think for me, it also taught me what I didn't want to do when I would be covering certain brands as well. And for me, that was personally just making sure that I'm talking to consumers like they're humans at the end of the day, because I think sometimes brands forget, like, there's a person on the other side. Like, how would you want to be spoken to?
Also, that there are some magazines that they are great, but they're not your target audience.
Exactly.
They're not
Yeah.
with you. So why are you going to make the effort? Or I see some people getting brand owners getting obsessed on being featured in certain places. And why?
Yes.
It's not.
Yeah. I think it's in the end, it's kind of just like a name thing, right? Because I think sometimes people just get so you think about like the movies, right? Of like what an editor's world looks like 10 ways, what was it? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, like Devil Wears Prada, things like that, where like it glamorizes it. And to a certain extent, like, yes, there's so many glamorous parts to the job. Like, you get to go to all these amazing events, meet these celebrities, do things like that. But then there's also the other side of it where you're literally like, it's Amazon Prime Day, you're up at like 5, like chugging out content, things like that, where you have to think about SEO, you have to think about so many different factors that come into play. So I think it's just also, if I guess my piece of advice would be like if you're planning on starting something, just peel back the layers all the way back to the beginning and be like, okay, why are you starting it? Right? Because just starting something for the sake of starting something is not really going to get you anywhere. And that's not also going to tell your story. I feel like it really does have to come from a place of like authenticity and like the reason of why you're creating it, because the market is so saturated, right? Like there's a new brand every day. And that was my job covering these brands on like a daily basis. And I think from that, I just also got a little bit jaded from the industry, if I'm not going to lie, of just like, oh, this is the concept of like what beauty is. Like you have to look like, X, Y, and Z model to like, be considered perfect and beautiful. And those were the things that I didn't like, for example. So you have to kind of think of like your reason of why, and as corny as it sounds and why it's being repeated so many times, is figure out what your North Star is and really stick to it and make sure that's woven through all points of your story. So for me, that's our mission of Happy Headcare. And because of our mission of Happy Headcare, we also donate a percentage of proceeds to mental health charities, because in my opinion, if you don't take care of what's inside your head, what's the point? And beauty has just such a polarizing effect on different races and ethnicities. And I'd feel remiss if I'm putting something out there in the world and not giving back in a meaningful way. It just didn't sit right with me. And like that was kind of my North Star. So I think if you kind of just go back to the basics and just think about like, okay, let's start from the beginning. Why am I creating this brand? Like, what is my North Star? What is my mission? A
Yes.
lot of times, like even when I talk to other founders, it's hard to just come up with that one sentence of why. It takes a lot of refining to just have one quick sentence. Because if you tell somebody your brand story in like 15 minutes, I'm gonna be like, I'm already zoned out. Like
Yeah,
how
of
you and I
course.
were.
In the first sentence, that's what you get. The same when you pitch, you get them or you don't get them in that first sentence.
Exactly, because people have like short attention spans right now, right? And
Very.
with things like TikTok, Reels, and stuff like that.
These journalists, they get thousands of emails a day with pitches, hundreds. So you want to make sure that in that first, or even when you're working with an influencer in TikTok or in social, that in the first minutes, they know what it's about.
Exactly. So that's what I love to say. And it's really hard to just distill everything about your story in like a sentence or two. It's very hard. But if you're able to do that and like keep refining, because each word in a part of that sentence really should define all aspects of your brand, that's what's going to get people to get hooked to go on to the rest of the story. If you're not able to capture their attention in that first sentence, people are just like, okay, on to the next one. There's like 500 other things out there. So that's the hardest part. And I think that's why for me and with Squigs, it took me 4 years to come out with it. Because again, like, yes, the products are based on what I would create as a child. And I had things I wanted to improve on the DIY versions of like our Amla hair oil and like face serum that we'd use. But at the same time, I also wanted to make sure that like my story made sense. Like, why am I doing this? Because at the end of the day, I do want it to be successful. Like, I want Squigs to be a brand where, 10 years from now, it's larger than me. You know what I mean? I want it to be its own entity of people
Yeah,
being like, oh, yeah.
you want to create a legacy, a brand that it's there to help generations and other generations how these oils were doing for you and your history. And let me ask you a question, because you decided to start with Chouscous. Why was that?
So we launched with our Gooseberry Delight hair oil and our Double Shot face serum. And that's solely because, again, it goes back to our story and our mission of Happy Headcare. If I truly do want the consumer to think of their head in a different light, it had to come out with both at the same time, because the whole point of Happy Headcare is taking care of the skin on your face and your scalp, because both are equally as important, right? So you may have your 10-step skincare routine, but people oftentimes neglect their scalp and it's skin
Totally.
too, and it's even more sensitive than like the face, like the skin on your face. So I really wanted to, I think, depict what Happy Headcare and what our mission was. And to do that, I had to do both our hair oil and our face serum to let the consumer know, like, hey, this is what our mission is. This is what we stand for. We are an effective, fun, approachable Ayurvedic brand. This is what our mission is, and this is why we're coming out with these two SKUs to start with.
Did you feel like having only a two SKU line affects your opportunity to be in retail?
Honestly, no, because I've seen brands start out with one product and be so successful. I think my perspective on that whole front is I had to think about what made sense for me, not only monetarily, but also just with what I'm trying to create. I don't ever want to be that person who just creates a product for the sake of creating it, because again, yes, you may create a really good product, but if it has no like meat and bones to it, no one's going to pay attention to it. No one's going to buy it. And what's the point? So I think you really have to be like intentional with that. And if you have a great product, if you have a great story, if you have a great founder story as well, which, like you do, for example, I think like It's just how you convey that messaging, and I don't think that should hinder anyone's chance of getting into retail.
That's a great approach because I see a lot of people very concerned of and also you need to do a little market research to see if in your
What
case
works? Yeah.
works. I mean, and that's why I always recommend don't try not to launch with huge quantities on your first products, and don't try to go for huge lines because you
Yeah.
feedback that will might need you to reassess things. Actually, I was talking
Yeah.
to a prospective client a few days ago that we need to reassess the formula because the formula that they're working with won't get the margins that they need.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. There's so many different factors, and I think if you don't think about it from that angle versus what other brands are doing, you're not gonna make it. Like I personally don't think that's, and it's hard, right? Because like for example, I'm completely bootstrapped. I see other brands that are like VC backed with millions of dollars doing so many crazy things out there that are amazing, and I'm like, oh, I wish I could do that. But I also just have to, again, take a step back and be like, where are you in your journey? Where are you in your life? And just think about it realistically. And it's not a competition to get to a certain stage at a certain point. There's so many brands out there who have been around for like, for example, take CeraVe. They've been around for how many years? And now they're having like such a big comeback in such a big way where it's amazing. And that's what I'm saying. You never know how it
So,
works out.
glad that you're saying this because this is a conversation that I have with all my clients and all my prospective clients. This is not a sprint, it's a marathon for emerging brands. But on top of that, what I see in brands failing is because they want to compete with another brands that they're in the same space. They try to do the same, but without, first of all, they don't have that legacy, that time that they've been in the market.
Exactly.
And second, they don't have that the budget that they don't have they have. And it's many times clear because of the amount of talents that they use or the photo shoots that they have a different budget. So the only thing that you can do is really to create a strong foundation to grow from there. And
100%.
be strategic. You don't need to be everywhere, but where you are, you need to do it well.
Exactly. And like for me, for example, it's like we just started out a year ago, right? So I'm like, I'm really proud of like everything we've been able to accomplish. Like we've won four amazing beauty awards. We sold out online in Urban Outfitters in like the first 3 weeks of launching. We recently just launched in like Urban Outfitters stores this past month. So like I'm proud of it. But again, if I were to take it in perspective of like thinking about what other people are doing, I'd be like, wait, okay, I'm not at this stage. I don't have X amount of sales. I'm not like in the like the trillions. Like comparing yourself in terms of every aspect gets you nowhere.
Same, compare yourself in the aspects of life. Who cares what time you grow, you graduate college? Who cares at what time if you have a kid? It's your own stage and be happy on your own journey. The same thing happened with your business.
100%. And I think for me personally, I think everything that really put it into perspective is having my daughter. And I had a very traumatic like birthing experience where it was just a lot to handle. And that was around the same time where I launched Squigs. And that whole experience,
That's a lot
honestly,
going on.
yeah. And that whole experience really was a wake up moment for me to be like, what are you doing? Life is truly so short. You learned that through this experience. Like, let's start living every moment. As corny as it sounds, like, you don't know what's going to happen next. Like, let's just try to be happy. And I think that's why with Squigs especially, like it's my other baby, right? Like I want it to just evoke joy and happiness. I want our mission of Happy Headcare to be like its own tent pole where people are like, oh, that's the Happy Headcare brand. Did you know they do this? Did you know they do that? Like, and there's just so much more to life. But again, putting that pressure on yourself to get to a certain stage with whether it's your business or your life or your family, it's just in the end, we're all people. We're all working towards our own goals. And you're the hardest critic to yourself. If you don't take a minute to just accept that and just be still in your moments and just accept the little wins that you get along the way, you're just making the whole experience so much harder. And then it'll go like this.
What you cannot do is to stop. What you need to do is to keep going. You're gonna fall a lot of times. So you need just to get up and keep going. Because the thing is, in this industry, if you have a great product and something is not working, maybe It's not the product, because if you tested the product, you have people. So maybe there is a messaging that is wrong. Maybe the price point is wrong. So you can always tweak things and keep testing. And you have to grow, but you need to be passionate and put yourself out there. I think like you were saying, the brand story is as important as the founder stories for new brands. So
A
people
100%.
the brand is coming from.
Yeah, people want more now. Like, honestly, just having a good product is just table stakes at this point. And this is coming from someone who's literally tested out like millions of products in her life. So, you could have a good product, but if I don't feel that personal connection to that brand in some form capacity, whether it's even just like, oh, I love the founder, or I love how it looks, I love how it makes me feel, oh, their social is really funny. Any key point that will like get someone to feel that sort of like human connection to it, I think that's the most important part.
I think that in this world right now, because there are so many platforms and the ecosystem is so big, having, and most of us, and I'm guilty of it too, I'm way too much on the computer and my social life is smaller and smaller every time. But
Yes.
I think creating brand, people are looking for that human connection with the brands.
100%. And I think, again, it just goes back to your story. Like, if you're able to, you can also just think of it a way of like testing out your story, right? Like, try saying the same story in six different ways to six different people and see what feels the most authentic to you. And that's really how you figure it out. And that's why, again, it just takes time, right? Over that course of, the year that we've been around, I really have been able to like hone in on like what I feel like is the brand ethos and take it to the next level of be like, okay, this is 100% like what it is and what I want to convey to the world of like what Squiggs is.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being and ha here and having coffee with me. I really
Of
enjoyed learning about
course.
your journey and your products. And I'm sure our audience will, I mean, you guys, we're going to put all the ch in chapter notes, all the information about Nikita and about her products. So you can reach out, you can test her products and also give feedback, because I think that's the most important things that in this world right now, that we have the tools to listen to our the people who use our products, to our audience, to the people who buy our products, so we can listen and we can always improve and we can get to know our audience. So that to me is a wonderful feedback.
Thank you so much. It was really an awesome time speaking with you today.
And to you guys, thank you so much for being one more time here in Coffee Number 5, and I'll see you again next week. It was so good to have you here today. See you next time. Catch you on the flip side. Ciao, ciao.